Tell you what, we're going to keep it right here. We'll get Luke Durbin over, the head coach of North Ridgeville, to join us. And, of course, North Ridgeville in the Southwestern Conference, they're going to be christening a brand spanking new stadium this fall. Ian McClinn's got to be so fired up about that. But really, the whole North Ridgeville community has to be excited. I know they've had some things up on Twitter and Facebook. The games have already started there as far as soccer and the like. So it'll be exciting for the North Ridgeville community and exciting for the Ranger football program. And Luke Durbin, the head coach of North Ridgeville, now joins us at the table to talk a little bit about the Ranger football program here in 2016 and moving into that brand spanky new facility. Luke, as always, we appreciate you stopping by. Sorry to make you wait, but hey, a lot of coaches are here tonight. We're trying to get to you guys as quickly as we can.
It's not a problem. I always love coming out, enjoy the food. I brought another coach with me, so it's a good evening out.
Well, as you were working your way over, I don't know if you heard, I was talking a little bit about this beautiful new facility that North Ridgeville's moving into this year. We just got done talking with Rob DeRay from Vermilion. His kids are excited about going into a new conference. Man, when you're going into a brand new facility, that's got to get the juices flowing for a team as well.
Oh, definitely. And I think it's possibly the top stadium in our conference.
Wow.
You know,
that's saying something.
When you put together home and away, seating and, you know, state of the art, the field's fantastic. The press box is amazing. When you guys
that's
do a game
thing.
There, it's got heating and air conditioning. So
we're coming
every game.
We're the home of the Rangers,
right.
Now.
So it's a beautiful facility. It's something the community can really get behind, and it's really exciting. It's only partially done. The locker room, the new weight room, that's all still in construction. That's right behind it. It's even got an elevator up to the press box, but that won't be done for a year because it's attached to the building. So you have to walk this year. Next year, though, you don't even have to walk up the bleachers.
Oh, man. Well, hey, brand spanking new facility. And again, congratulations to North Ridgeville and the whole community and the program. But obviously, you want to put an exciting product on the field as well. You want to have that kind of match the new facility. Talk about the Rangers in 2016. What are we going to see from this team?
Well, first of all, you know, we want to build on what we did last year. So we had a very successful season. We went 7-3. We made the playoffs for only the second time in school history. But we're not satisfied. We didn't win conference, and we didn't win a playoff game. And those are things that need to change, and hopefully they change this year. We've got one of two teams in the conference with quarterback back in Colin Sollinger. Got two of the best, I think, defensive players, maybe in Northeast Ohio, in Tyler Sitch, who was second-team All-State, and Jameer Malone, who I think is just going to explode. Both those guys are fantastic in their early juniors. We've got some guys that can run the football. None of them like DeMario, but you know, we can't replace a guy like that. But we got some options back there. So I think we're going to be well-balanced. I think we return a lot of guys on the offense and defense line, and I think we got a shot to be a really good football team.
Luke, I remember talking to you throughout the year last year on the forecast show, and as heartbroken as everybody was about the ups and downs that DeMario had, and he really couldn't showcase his skills, you looked at it from the other side of the coin and said, yeah, it's tough, but our guys are learning to win without DeMario, and that's instilling some confidence in them to say, God, we really miss him, but we can do this. I would imagine that's carried into this year.
It's made the transition so much better. You know, obviously last year we would have loved to have had him for all 11 games that we played. Going into this year, it's a good situation we're at. I mean, the very first week last year, week one, we had people in our school that flat out did not believe we could win without him. Are you sure you can win without him? Really? Are you sure? And our kids had to convince themselves that they could win without him. He was a one-man show for 2 years. And, you know, we really we had to play a lot without him. We had to get a lot of other guys' shots to play different positions. It wasn't just him. We had lots of injury trouble. And last year we just continually had people that would step up and play when the number got called. And if you got people that do that, you've got a chance to have a very successful season.
There you go, Rob.
And you had injury problems even in the playoff game. I remember going to Perrysburg last year, and you hung with them, and then you had DeMario got hurt, a couple other injuries, but I know for a while they're on the road. You guys hung with a very good football team. Just talk about this. How does that experience maybe change expectations at a school that hasn't had a lot of playoff experience or success.
Well, you know, it was basically nothing with about 4 minutes left in the half, and we had a couple bad turnovers back-to-back and ended up going down 14-0, and that changed that game. But when you look at it, we closed the year with giving Midview their best game, and by far their best game. And in the playoffs, we were the ones that really kind of stifled Perrysburg for a little bit and had some success, especially after you look what they did to Avon and to Glenville, and you know, losing a very, very tight game to LaSalle, who ended up winning the state championship. You know, we were right there with them for a half. So I think you look at building on that success and taking the next step. Hopefully that's the conference championship and a home game in the playoffs and the first ever playoff win.
How much confidence does this team now have, having gone through that last year, having been through the experience that Rob just talked about? Do you see somewhat of a different attitude in camp this this summer?
I do. I think more guys know that they've got a chance to make plays and do some things. You know, last year it was even our own players were, some of them were worried it was just going to be the DeMario McCall show, and would they get a chance? And you know, we ended up having to spread the ball around, throw the ball, run the ball, be balanced, and that's going to continue into this year. It's the way it is. So we're going to have multiple guys run the football. We're going to have multiple guys that we're going to have to throw the ball to. A lot of guys are going to have their hands on the ball, and hopefully they step up just like they did last year.
Who'd you scrimmage, and what has it shown you?
Well, we just had one scrimmage. We actually did something really cool. We did a youth night, or we did a football night in North Ridgeville. So we had youth and middle school and varsity all practicing at the same time. So we had first through 12th graders practicing in the new stadium all at once. And
that's
did
cool.
Kind of an inter-squad scrimmage instead of a first scrimmage. This Saturday we scrimmaged Brush, who is a pretty athletic team, probably a little bit more athletic than what we'll typically see in the regular season, so it was a good test. It was no huddle, and, you know, we huddle. We're the old school. so it was good for our defense to, you know, see that pace, and it is what I thought it would be. Up front, I think we're good. Running backs, linebackers, we got some talent. The real danger area is wide receivers and defensive backs. We have two players coming back that caught passes. Each of them caught one pass. And we graduated three out of our four starters in the secondary. So those skill positions that they needed to learn, they need to be thrown into the fire. And, you know, that's really the area that we need to continue to work on and grow.
There you go. Numbers? Numbers pretty good this
Numbers
year?
Numbers are pretty good. We're between 60 and 65, depending on the day.
depending on the heat.
Yeah. Do we have a two-a-day, or are we going to long practice but be done early? But, you know, I think we got a lot of guys bought in. For the first time in my 3 years, we've got competition all over the place. We've got competition for almost every single offensive line spot. We've got competition at tailback. We've got competition at wide receivers. We've got four different guys. We still don't know who's the tight end's going to be, but we got four guys competing for it. So whenever you've got competition on your team, that's only going to breed success.
There you go.
How do you see the league?
I see. Well, first of all, you got to tip your hat to Midview and Avon, and they're still the top dogs until somebody else knocks them off. You know, that's the bottom line. I think Homestead Falls returns a good core, and you know, they play a brand of football. It's different, kind of hard to adjust to. I think we got a shot to make a run at it. I think it could be a little open. You know, I think last year's senior class across the board was really good. You look at North Homestead, Avon, Midview, ourselves, even Homestead Falls. There was a lot of good players in the senior class that are all gone. So who's going to have the guys that step up and play and be able to be the new playmakers? The DeMario McCalls, the Logan Bolins, the Jake Sobkos, the Jarrett Chokes.
Yep.
Guys we've been talking about for 3 years, you know, they're no longer playing high school football. So I think that really opens the conference up more than it has been, and it's going to be up for grabs. But like I said, you got to knock off those two top dogs to have a chance.
There you go. Great having you here tonight, man.
Oh, love being here.
looking forward to covering you throughout the year and talking to you every week, be it on a Friday or a Saturday morning. That's when it's
especially
really
Saturday. Hopefully we talk 10 Saturdays in a row and then a couple after that.
There you go,
man. Preferably five after that.
Wouldn't get any better than that.
No, man. Not at all.
We appreciate you stopping by.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Luke. Luke Durbin, the head coach of North Ridgeville, joining us here at the head table.